painted dogs, otherwise known as painted wolves, wild dogs or Cape hunting dogs, are found only in Africa, and the threat to their existence is today dangerously real. Recent counts put their numbers around the 6,500 mark across the continent as a whole, a number rapidly diminishing due to the increasing threat to their survival. They are Africa's most endangered predator. A director from the charity Painted Dog Conservation goes as far as to say that unless we take action to address these threats, painted dogs will become extinct in our lifetime. These stunning creatures, which are often mistaken for hyenas, live in sub-Saharan Africa across a range of 14 countries such as Tanzania, Botswana, Zimbabwe and South Africa. Once existing in their hundreds of thousands across a far greater range, they are now largely limited to national parks or game reserves. Living in highly social packs, usually averaging around 10 to 30 members, they are led by a female-male pair, of which the female is the overall alpha. Renowned for their strong bonding, they have highly sophisticated communication and hierarchical practices, and have been witnessed mourning dead family members and caring for others who are injured. About the size of an average domestic dog, their distinctive markings give them their name, but also, along with changes in body posture, their patchwork coats assist them in identifying each other in communication strategies while hunting, in extraordinary displays of teamwork, which has an 80% success rate. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature has established the world's best indicator of the planet's biodiversity, including the conservation status of animals. It includes the painted dog on its red list, under the highly endangered category. This list collates information on individual species, such as their habitat and population, but also on perceived threats and conservation action required. The threats to the painted dog population are varied, but as with many threatened African species, much of the challenge can be attributed to human overpopulation. This has diverse root causes. Land use for mining and the extraction of minerals also has the knock-on effect of needing better infrastructures, such as transportation routes, which increases the competition for space. This affects the success rate of the survival of other animals which live there, and subsequently leads to a reduction in food sources for the dogs. Additionally, the conflict between wildlife species and the growth of agriculture means increased contact between man and animal, once again competing for land. Farmers are wary of predators who stray nearby and will often shoot them to protect their livestock. However, a small irony perhaps, that while the human race encroaches more into what was once wildlife territory where painted dogs once roamed unthreatened, there are no records of the dogs ever attacking a human being. Poaching and the use of snares is a continent-wide problem, which is partly held in check by the employment of rangers who patrol vast swathes of bush. And another contributing factor to the decrease in numbers is the spread of diseases such as rabies, which has also taken its toll, wiping out entire families. However, there are conservation groups such as the charitable organisations Painted Dog Conservation, Call from the Wild, and the David Shepherd Wildlife Foundation, who run projects to save the species through education, anti-poaching initiatives, and working directly in the field to remove snares, speak to local communities about how to build protective enclosures for their livestock, and track the dog's progress so that herders can be forewarned of the dog's proximity in order to take necessary precautions. As with much wildlife conservation, community cooperation is essential, and conservation groups do their utmost to try and incentivise the protection of species through employment and other economic opportunities. A recent success story by the Painted Dog Conservation involved relocating a family of 10 dogs in Zimbabwe to a protected area within the Hwange National Park. The mother and father, Snowtail and Jonathan, were fitted with tracking collars after several months in a rehabilitation centre and released to an area away from farmland and with a known prey base. Such frontline conservation by organisations has seen results. Since 1992, when the PDC was first set up, painted dog numbers in Zimbabwe have risen from just 400 to around 750 today. Captive breeding programs have proved to be only partially successful, as animals bred in captivity lack the skills required to survive independently. But there are also difficulties in collaboration between those involved with breeding and conservation groups required to follow up on the animals' progress after their release and to protect them once back in the wild. For now, the best solution is to maintain and promote the animals' natural habitat and continue to closely monitor them through intensive management.